letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4974. Baruch Hashem, the 25th of Kislev, Tovshin Zayin, Brooklyn. Harav HaGoyen, etc. with the titles here, Shner Zalman Sheyichya, Garelik, Kfar Chabad. He was the rabbi in Kfar Chabad, and he had the many letters to the Rebbe to him. And we also read previously, this was in a time where a lot of the Hasidim were actually drafted in the army for the Mifza Sinai, the war that was called, known as Mifza Sinai, was ending at that time. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Avrach, I want to confirm receiving your letter as well as the general redemption of note soul that preceded this, in which you're giving me the good news that all of the Hasidim returned whole, healthy, and everybody came back home in peace. The Rebbe says, thank you, I'm confirming this beautiful letter. And the Rebbe says, for sure, when you say everybody, you also are talking about those who telegrammed the Rebbe. When they were drafted and they went to the war, they telegrammed to the Rebbe for a blessing. Now, unfortunately, as the Rebbe is saying, they telegram to the Rebbe when they're going in, but they don't send the Rebbe back. No, we're healthy, we're back. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. After they telegrammed, I didn't get no report till now from those who sent the telegrams that they returned home. Nobody sent back till now. I mean, you're writing to me that everybody went back. And the Rebbe says, it's known how much our holy Rebbes, our leaders, were screaming about this strange kind of conduct. Why do you only tell me your problems when things are difficult? Why don't you give me and share with me the good news that things are going okay? The Rebbe is upset about that, that people do that. But in any event, the Rebbe tells him that when he says that everybody came back, that would include those who telegrammed that they went because they didn't bother saying, oh, that they're back safely, but that's probably what you mean. The Rebbe says, for sure you utilize the days of Yud and Yutes Kislev, and also you utilize the days of Hanukkah as necessary to strengthen the matters of Kfar Chabad and matters of Hasidus in generally. And the Rebbe prays that it should be with Hatzlach, with success, actually, and in good, which is visible, seen and visible. And this is what we see. A lot of them, they asked maybe to keep a low profile, different things. The Rebbe told them, no. Should increase the activities. It looks like a lot of the Chabad people were drafted into this war at the time. The Rebbe blesses him for a shining Hanukkah and a mazir, lights up and shines the whole year. And the Rebbe asks to send regards to all of the Hasidim, all of the Nashlita, that in Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe says, over there, Shershom Tziva Hashem Esabrocha Chayim Ad Ha'olam. It's amazing. Let's see.
Not only did he have them stay, but he made a lot of people very wealthy.
A lot of people.
Created a lot of wealth. To support, and that helped support his institution, right?
The wealthy in what? And then Crown Heights?
The money these people have made off of the property helped
organization. I think the people that made the money are the ones that ran away. The ones that stayed, they paid the money, they got cheaper, but they got maybe their property investment.
No.
But anyways, okay, let's do our davening, and we'll call it a day for today. But, you know, you can learn some of the history, what took place then from the Rebbe's letters. I mean, if you just see, the Mifza Sinai, you don't know how much it really affected the lives of all the people. It's freezing over here. How come, I don't know why the heat is not heating well here. How this thing is? I'm freezing over here. But in any event, let's do the... Is it supposed to warm up at all, or is it going to be like this?
No. No change for a few days, I think.
Really?
Well, here neither. It's not freezing here, but in retrospect to what you used to.
Everything is relative, right?
It's all relative. You know, today is going to be maybe like 68, 69.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echa. Baruch Shem Kibod, Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Va'afta Eit Adonai Echa B'chol Levavecha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'odecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam shiftecha v'veistecha v'alechtecha v'aderech v'shorbecha v'kumecha v'ksharetam le'ot al yadecha V'ayu l'totafot bein einecha Uchtavtam al mezuzot techa uvisharecha Yehi ratzom ufonecha arno eloheinu v'lehi avaseinu Sheyibaneb b'ksam migdosh Eira v'yameinu v'sein chalkeinu v'soyrasecha Al tira mipachat piso U'mishoas l'shoyim kisovo Utsu eitzove sufor Dabru davar vila yakum ki imanu el vatzikno anihu vatzeva ani esbo ani osisi ani eso nesbo vamaleit ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha yeshu yisharim esbo necha Jordan, how come you had a hard time getting in and you didn't use your link on your email before?
I didn't see any numbers to type in.
You didn't have to type in the numbers.
It was a blank space and it needed...
Okay, do me a favor. Go out from the meeting now. Me and Marty will wait. He'll be my witness. I want you to go back to your email, redo it and click on that button. I want to see if you'll be able to get in. And if you can't, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you for Mincha. Go out. Just go out of the meeting. You leave the meeting.
Marty, I'll call you in 10 minutes.
No. Just go out of the meeting. Marty, go out of the meeting and go try to go back for a minute. Can you do that? Jordan. Okay, let's see. I don't know. I put him into the meeting in shul. While we were in shul, I put him into the meeting.
Yeah.
He says he couldn't get in. I don't understand.
See, I don't use your link. I just go in because I get from you in the morning 4 links.
You told me that. I don't know how to stop that.
Yeah, but that's okay. But so what I do, I know the numbers by heart, so I just put them in.
I'll tell you something. I don't know what he keeps on sending. Apparently, he's not coming on.
No.
I don't
but
see.
But if he does what I gave him, the numbers, you just go onto Zoom and you just punch in the numbers and you go in. It lets you right in. It's not a problem. The only thing is, the reason I didn't come on right away today, I forgot to hit the second. I put in the password, and I didn't hit twice.
Yeah,
to go in.
All right, no big deal. Not a big deal. Okay, he said he was going to call you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and he's going to call me. I haven't spoken to him. Okay.
Right, bye.
See you tomorrow.